Well, there you go, Riding in My RV. That's the theme song that we've adopted for Carolyn Jasinski. So she's back again. She's interrupting her half-lap drive around Australia in the RV to stop off at Smoky Bay on the west coast of the Eyre Peninsula. It's about 40 kilometres south of Ceduna, so in South Australia. There, Carolyn discovered the joys of kiwi oysters, a local shellfish farmed by a guy called Kiwi Evans, and his wife Dale and his son Judd. Now, Carolyn's always up for a chat, and fortunately, so were the Evans family as they graded their oysters ready for market.
Hi guys, this is Carolyn Jasinski. I'm still footloose halfway around the country. We've made it to Smoky Bay on South Australia's far west coast, and I have just had the best lesson in oyster farming. I knew nothing about oyster farming. We've met a lovely family, the Evans family, and Kiwi Evans is a bit of a local legend around here. And the Kiwi Evans Oyster Farm is celebrating 30 years in the business. So I'm going to fill you guys in on what I've learnt. And I've got Kiwi, his lovely wife Di, and son Judd, who's taken over the reins of the business. And they're going to help us learn a bit about oyster farming. G'day, guys.
How you going there?
Good. We'll start with Kiwi. So, Kiwi, obviously, you're a New Zealander.
Many years ago, yeah.
And you came to...
Yeah, just when the decimal currency started, yes.
Oh, my God, that's...
easier to count then.
Now, most people hear about Coffin Bay oysters,
yeah.
But I'm going to educate people that there's another place just up the coast.
You've never heard of it.
It's Smoky Bay.
Yeah.
And the oysters are magnificent.
They're the best, yeah.
They are the best. Yeah. And Kiwi has been doing this for 30 years. This is their 30th anniversary.
Yeah, me and I, yeah.
Beautiful family business here. There's two generations going now. Judd's got a couple of kids as well. Tell us, I had no idea that the oyster industry was so labour intensive. So whatever made you get into oysters?
Yeah, I was a farmer, a wheat farmer, and then I was on a share. And yeah, the rural recession hit and all us share farmers got the boot.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
So like all good farmers, you diversified?
Yeah, yeah. And it was Tasmania that really helped us.
Right.
Old Calvert's down in Tasmania, yeah, they were the ones. Yeah.
Right. But I understand you had a lot of bureaucracy to overcome, and you managed to do that.
Yeah, they didn't want smoky. I didn't want oysters in the bays.
In the bays.
Yeah. And then they finally got going, yeah. And then we were lucky we got a good bloke. He was the director, and he's old Vic, and he was magic bloke. He got it all sorted out.
And you've made a thriving business of it all these years, and Di's an integral part of the business.
Yeah.
What's your main role, Di?
I usually just work in the shed and office work.
Just work in the shed. I've seen the just working in the shed this morning. It's a pretty amazing process. And I'm going to introduce you to Judd now, because 7 years ago, Judd's been doing oyster farming all his life, and he's now taken the reins of the business. And can you tell us, Judd, in a Reader's Digest nutshell version, what's involved in growing oysters?
So we buy the baby oysters. They're probably between 2 millimetres across and 5 millimetres across. As babies, we take them in and we put them in the seed trays, they're called, and screw the lids on so the little ones can't escape, and put them out in the ocean. And because the mesh is so fine, so they don't fall out, we bring them back in every 2 or 3 weeks, clean the mesh and wash the little oysters, put them back out.
So for all the people listening out there, when you get your oyster on the plate, by the time you get it, it's been in and out of the ocean about 8 times.
Yeah, that's correct. We've brought them back and handled them 8 times over their lifetime, generally about 18 months to 2 years to grow an oyster up to size. So yeah, it's quite labour intensive, in and out 8 times, and then each of them 8 times we actually lift the oysters 8 times in the day. So
you go out first thing in the morning, gather the oysters,
yep.
And you've got some new lines, haven't you?
Yeah. So the oysters industry's changed over the last 30 years. About 10 years ago they've invented some adjustable long lines. We used to have the old timber rails and they were fixed at one height in the ocean, but never got the ability to adjust them up and down, which can save one of them 8 times or maybe 2 of the 8 times coming in.
So they hang in the water. You go out first thing in the morning and you bring a load in. We're at the shed now, so we've seen this massive truck that brings in trays and trays of oysters. They get put onto a sorting desk, and you guys sort by hand. I mean, you've been doing this so long that you can just see easily what size they are. What are the sizes?
There's a few different sizes. So bistro size, which is the bistro and plate size, is what the restaurants mainly target. They're 55 mil to 60 mil across. And then the standard size, they're called, the next size up, which you generally get at your fishmongers, they're the bit larger oysters, and of course the large and the jumbo size, which are, not a lot of them come through, but they're quite desirable in the East Coast.
Which are the best ones? What's the best size?
My personal preference is the plate size, the restaurant size. They're just a nice size to eat.
Does the size vary the texture and the quality of the oyster?
Not so much. And once the oysters mature, it's just
your own preference.
Nice. Yeah, just
your own if you preference. Like a nice big chewy jumbo oyster, that's the one you go for.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, we've got some to try later on, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, 30 years in the business, this is a big celebration this year, and there is a seminar here this week, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. We have our annual oyster seminar every year in a different oyster growing region, and this year it's worked out quite nice that it's our Smoky Bay's been farming oysters for 30 years, so we're having
perfect,
a couple of days' time.
Perfect timing. So all the scientists come in and they give you an update on research that they've done and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I understand in October, is it, that there's the Oyster Fest in Ceduna?
Yeah, that's correct, yep. And long weekend in October, great time to come to Ceduna and sample some beautiful Smoky Bay oysters.
Yeah. Now, anybody, if you're coming over, head to Smoky Bay, try the oysters here. There are a lot of outlets all over town that you can buy oysters. But if you need a specific time to come over, head to Ceduna for the Oyster Fest. And for that particular festival, these guys, the Evans family, will be shucking 2,000 dozen oysters.
No, it's not all us, all the local oyster businesses in town.
Everyone
all
get gets together.
Yeah, it was a great community event, and the Zippel family, they've got the beautiful big shed and the facility, so we all go down there and they do a wonderful job. They actually grow the oysters special, put them aside from babies all the way through and nurse them through, so they're very, very nice oysters.
So it's a whole community event.
Yeah, it's a very community event.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful spot here. All right, thank you so much, guys. I've interrupted your day enough, and like I said, if you're going to come to Eyre Peninsula, don't miss the Smoky Bay oysters. They are spectacular. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.
That was Carolyn Jasinski checking out the oysters at Smoky Bay on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula.